The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And Top Story is always brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energy's Holy Insecticide Spray and Coral Enjoy a Holy Sleep. In the last hour, the Electric Commission has been explaining how mistakes were made that bloated the number of absent and transferred voters that had called into question the integrity of the voters' register. The opposition National Democratic Congress has raised alarm about the mistakes and had insisted urgent steps be taken to rectify it. We're hearing tonight from the Deputy Electoral Commissioner, Dr. Bosman Asari, who has been addressing a news conference. This is him explaining how the mistakes were made.
Wishes to assure the public that after the exhibition exercise, the final voters register that will be produced will be robust and credible. The provisional voters register that was prepared for the just ended exhibition exercise and also provided to all political parties has a transferred voters list and an absent voters list for each polling station. The absent voters list should contain a list of all voters that have been transferred out of a particular polling station within the period that the Electoral Commission opened up the register for transfers and special voting. The absent voters list should contain only voters who have transferred their votes and those partaking in special voting. The transferred voters list conversely contains all voters who have been transferred to the polling station within that period. In the preparations towards the 2024 exhibition exercise, the absent voters list and the transfer voters list inadvertently included all transfers that had been done since 2020 when this register was first prepared. This has resulted in a higher than expected number of absent and transferred voters. This understandably may have caused some anxiety to our stakeholders, as exemplified by the press conference addressed by the NDC in the Ejumaku Enyan SCM constituency of the Central Region. The Commission has corrected this anomaly and will share with all the political parties the corrected absent and transferred voters list for each polling station that contains only those applicants who successfully applied for transfers or special voting for the 2024 general elections.
Kali Papani Ashale just returned from that EC press conference that just ended about 30 minutes ago, and it's with me in the studio. The NDC's allegation has been pretty straightforward, that these mistakes that now have been admitted by the Electoral Commission was part of a grand plot to rig the elections. The Deputy Chairperson has been responding to this.
Yes, Evan. So he admits first by saying that, well, the mistake was on their part. The voter register comes with three registers, the transfer list, the absentee list, and then the compiled voters register for that particular constituency. He says that for the transfer voters list, for instance, they had more people on it than they originally anticipated. Should have started from the last transfer window and not from 2020, as was contained in that document.
It is also absolutely untrue that the Commission has added names to the voters register in a bid to rig the elections for a particular party. Those allegations are without merit and should be disregarded by the public. The EC has no intention of bloating the register to give any political party advantage over the other. As explained earlier, the cumulative transfer data from 2020, 2023, and 2024 were inadvertently summed up in the registers provided to the political parties. This has been corrected and the revised register will be provided after all corrections have been made. The revised transfer list will be shared with the political parties. It is a well-known fact that Ghana has one of the most transparent and inclusive electoral processes in Africa. From registration to declaration of results, All our processes are transparent, inclusive, and open to the political parties and the citizenry. Nothing is hidden. There are no secrets as far as our elections are concerned. Any interested party or citizen can, with no effort, obtain relevant information on all aspects of the electoral process. Therefore, the suggestion that the peace and the outcome of the election is hinged on the chairperson of the Electoral Commission is completely untrue. We urge the public to ignore statements, even from prominent citizens, that suggest that achieving peaceful elections in 2024 is somehow in the bosom of the chairperson of the Electoral Commission. This Electoral Commission and the Electoral Commission in general has nothing to hide. The Provisional Voters Register is a public document on display and is available online for voters to access in order to verify their details. This is not a secret document. At the end of the day, the final register will be made available to all the political parties as per the law and normal practice. And individuals who also want to have copies of the register can apply to the commission and they will be given copies.
So the EC admits the mistakes. They talk about also the fact that this is not part of any plot to rig the elections. But there is also an indication that we should, in essence, brace ourselves because these mistakes did happen in the past, and what we've just heard from the EC may not be the last time.
Yeah, so he catalogues that over the last few elections that they have handled as an EC, there have been situations where they've had recourse to relook at the names that they have presented to the some of the processes. So therefore, going forward, they are looking to making the process more transparent. He says directly that this is not deliberate. So therefore, any conversations along that line should be disregarded. However, they are willing to be more transparent. They are willing to be to allow themselves to go through the rigorous processes of the political parties so that at least they get some trust and credibility.
The preparation of the register is a human endeavor. There are bound to be mistakes. This is not the first time the commission has recorded mistakes during registration of voters and compilation of the voters' register. This has been the case since 1992. The issues range from missing names, swapped photos and gender, wrong additions or omitted names, etc. This is not new, and this is not going to be the last. The exhibition of the Provisional Voters Register, as designed by law, is meant to correct mistakes. The law provides for inclusion of missing names, removal of names that should not be on the register after due process, removal of names that should not be on the exclusions list after due process, correction of gender, proper placement of voters in their polling stations, etc. This is exactly what the commission is doing, as mandated by law. Since 2020, the commission has made painstaking efforts to clean the register using a four-pronged approach. Through district electoral officers in the various districts, exhibition officers who work at the exhibition centers, voters who go to check their details at the exhibition centers, and our IT staff. This was not the case before 2020, and this has ensured a credible register that reflects those who qualify to be on it, while no qualified voter is left out. The public may recall that in 2020, the same negative propaganda was launched about the register during exhibition.
And Papa, so the EC is now telling us that they have actually launched investigations across the country to try and deal with what they believe to be some staff of the Electoral Commission who may have acted in ways that may have compromised the systems.
Yes, and this is coming directly on the back of what happened in Pusigasit, for instance, where they tell us that their preliminary investigations show that the ID cards of some individuals purported to want to transfer their votes to other places were done for them, but when they found out from these people, there was no conversation of a sort, and they had not agreed to that. Essentially, they didn't have their consent. And for fear of how widespread this may be, they are now launching an investigation into all their district offices to try and find out if there's something like that. They refuse to respond to questions, but we understand there's a communication to all of these district offices to give them a list of those who were in person and those who were absent when they did that voter transfer.
Per the provisions of the law, the registered voter must be physically present to request for the transfer of vote to another polling station. The transfer of vote can only be done at the district offices and requires the presence of the voter, who must be verified using either his or her face or fingerprints. The voters involved in the Tamale South and Sangneregu constituencies incident have denied taking part in a transfer exercise. What they have alluded to is that their voter ID cards were collected by one Haruna Muniru, ostensibly for the processing of a loan. The said Haruna Muniru was in police custody last week. He is currently on bail and police investigations continue. Preliminary investigations by the commission have revealed that voter transfers were indeed effected for 38 individuals using the credentials of an electoral commission official. The records of those transfers are captured in the voter management system's audit logs. A look at the verification done during the transfer process shows that the photos of the voters from their voter ID cards were used for facial verification and to effect the transfers. Following this incident, the commission has introduced a liveliness check in the verification process, which is a feature designed to ensure that the biometric data being captured is from a live, present human being and not from a spoofed source, such as photograph, which is what was done in this case. The liveliness check has since been built into the system to prevent any such future occurrence. The commission is currently investigating. While the commission does not have any evidence to believe that this occurrence is widespread, we have instituted investigations to ascertain if similar incidents occurred elsewhere beyond the reported case in the Tamale South and Sagneregu constituencies. Any such transfers will be reversed, and the perpetrators of such acts shall be dealt with according to the law. Following preliminary investigations again, the commission has suspended the Pusiga District Electoral Officer and has invited him to respond to the commission's findings. Once the investigations are concluded, the commission will take the appropriate action and inform the public accordingly.
Well, the NDC were the first to issue the warning on this particular matter and raise the alarm. I've just been joined by Dr. Tanko Rashid. He is the Deputy National Director of Elections at the NDC. Also joining me is Evans Dimako, who is a Director of Research and Elections at the MPP. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time here on Top Story. Dr. Rashid, you've heard the Electoral Commission's explanations there. They have admitted that mistakes were made and they've put in place measures to deal with it. Happy with what you've heard?
Evans, clearly the NDC has been vindicated with the admission of the Electoral Commission. All along, when we issue our statement and made several statements about the ineffectiveness of the current register that we are having, a lot of people thought we were just doing hot air. But today, it is very clear that this Electoral Commission, they have admitted that they needed serious external support in terms of their management of the data. Because imagine, this Electoral Commission has clearly showed that they cannot even manage their own data. Poor management of their data shows how terrible they are handling their data in the commission. When we said they were doing something in order to effectively give heads up to one political party than the other, we knew what we're talking about.
No, but that the EC official there, the deputy chair, has categorically denied that these mistakes were deliberately orchestrated to favour the MPP. He said these were honest mistakes that always happen in such electoral processes.
Evans, we have been in this game for a very long time. In fact, I've participated in almost all our elections under this current democratic dispensation. And I can tell you, we've never had issues where transfers were illegally done without the knowledge of the people. It has never happened. You should point out which year and which of the elections that registration that we this exhibition where people's names were illegally transferred. And I'm happy you quoted this thing. regulation 22.1 of CI-127 was clearly violated. And we're thinking that this one is just a minute aspect of the problem across the country. It's not only the transfer. I can tell you in confidence that even the proxies, they violated that. Nobody biometrics was taken when they were doing the proxies. People just went in there, they took their ID numbers, filled a form, and asked them to complain on the form and left. Their biometrics, both their nominees and themselves, were not taken. We brought it up at IPAC and told them about it. They said they were going to investigate it.
But the Electoral Commission does not dismiss those concerns. They actually admit that because it's a human process, you expect these mistakes to happen. In fact, they go way back to earlier registration exercises. And they make the point to you that these mistakes are not new, but most importantly, it will not be the last.
Evans, I've just pointed out human errors which are meant to rig elections. They are not errors that everybody is aware. The errors that we are talking of, exclusions, the errors of changing your date of birth and other things, it's normal to all exhibition processes that we went through from 92. But a situation where you now found...
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Names have been, in fact, intentionally transferred. These are intentional transfers.
By officers that the Electoral Commission is now saying have been identified, they have been investigated, one has been suspended, and the book will be thrown at them.
Evans, that is why we are calling for forensic audit, because we cannot trust the Electoral Commission them own investigation. You remember the issue of the same Pusiga, when somebody used a fake Ghana ID card, one of their officers, in registering about 17 registrants, and the person was arrested. Up to now, have you heard anything about it? What has come of the status of that issue? We are saying that is why we are calling on the external body to audit, do forensic audit of the register, because right now it is they've admitted their guilt in Pusiga. They've also admitted adding up to
Dr. Rashid 2023
and 2024. They have admitted. The transfers of old transfers has now been added to the current. If we haven't raised alarm, it will have passed. These people would have seen it. And the numbers were going to bloat for the 7th December election.
Dr. Bosman Asari announced today that beyond Pusiga and the other constituencies that they flagged specifically, they are also now extending the investigation to other districts. So they rule out that this happened elsewhere. You're not happy with that?
Evans, we are saying that we don't trust the investigation of this current Electoral Commission as set up. Unless an external body audits them, do forensic audit of what he has just admitted, because it is clear that you cannot do transfer in absentia. This is what we have been saying all along.
Which external
body? The Electoral Commission were doing illegal transfers. Their officers, what kind of training they gave them?
Yeah,
they're not telling us. We don't trust their investigation.
You say this Electoral Commission, but these are officers, rogue officers, working for the Electoral Commission who have now been identified and will be punished.
Evans, I'm saying that we raised this issue. Initially, when we raised the issue, did you see the statement they issued that evening about the illegal transfer in this thing? Pusiga, they quickly issued a short statement that that register was credible and robust and can be used for the general election, and therefore they should ignore whatever people are saying. This Electoral Commission issued that statement that evening. Today, so we don't go and apologize to Ghanaian for that illegal statement they issued. That thing they said. So that's what I'm saying. We cannot trust the judgment of this current Electoral Commission unless an external body audits them.
You say because external
people,
body. Which
they
external
have a lot
body?
To hide.
You say external body. Which external body?
Of course, you remember UNDP in 2012. MPP called for an audit of the register in 2012, and UNDP gave a support to for Afarjan acceded to that. our development party, the UNDP parliament, all along we've been saying that they to give them look, because this EC as it stands now, it appears they are having problem in their data management. They will continue this problem. I can tell you that this EC, we, unless we identify all these things they are talking of, we identify it, tease it out, told them the five thematic areas. Tango, he admitted to all the five thematic areas that we tease out. When my boss wrote this in Omani Buama on his Facebook timeline about the problem we have identified in the provisional voter register, today he admitted almost all of them. They admitted it. So it appears the NDC is supporting them to clean up their eyes.
Yeah, I mean, stay with me. Stay with me. I want to bring in Evans Demaku, who is the Director of Research and Elections at the MPP. Mr. Demaku, you must be grateful that at least the NDC is being vigilant and policing this process, and that they raised the alarm. The Electoral Commission is now admitting that there were issues because of their vigilance. The EC is now saying to us that they're extending investigations across the country. You must certainly acknowledge that the NDC is working to have a very credible register, that all of you then believe the process, once it's done, is fair and credible.
Well, thank you, Ivan, for having me. I think for us as new Petroji Party, you wouldn't have been bothered to make any comment on NDC's findings, because any time we have met at IPAC, it is the appropriate forum for parties to make submissions of concerns so we all find solutions to them. But when NDC is making allegations without basis and dragging in the name of the new patriotic party, then we are deliberately invited and therefore will call for response from us. When a provisional register has been composed by the EC and exhibition is done, I think the essence of exhibition is to allow voters to inspect the register and request to be made of corrections that must be done to their details by the Electoral Commission, not by the new patriotic party. And let me Dr. Tanko, enough of such ranting. For New Patriotic Party, in 2014-2015, when we made the case that the then register was composed of people who were not Ghanaians, of people who are past, of people who were minor, the EC constituted the Justice Club Committee, sat at Alisa Hotel in Accra. At the end of the committee's finding, a total number of 580,000 were reported to have been in the register and were not supposed to be there. That was a call from the New Patriotic Party in 2015. We went into the 2016 elections and we won. And Madame Charlotte Otey was the EC. The argument of the NDC then, championed by their current chairman, Mr. Fusuampofu, was that the register was intact. For us, you were giving copy of the provisional register. And we said, our secretariat is undertaking investigation. And when you are ready, we'll bring them out. We never said NDC is making any attempt to rig elections. But NDC will say that having gone to Huawei, having gone to NABDAM, having gone to all other places challenging people's presence in the register, they will turn around and say that New Patriotic Party is conniving to rig elections.
I mean, but Mr. Demaku, if you consider what we just heard from the Electoral Commission, that EC officers were illegally transferring votes, the EC admits that. To the point now, the EC itself is now saying they want to extend investigations across the country. You certainly are laying the foundation for people to suspect that this particular process is compromised.
So Evan, I can take you back again. Between Madam Charlotte Osei and Alhaji Sule Ahmadu, Sule Ahmadu was accused of creating polling stations and registering people. today, if the Electoral Commission is telling us that their investigation has revealed that some offices have been identified to have used their details to do some transfer, the law must be made to act and punishment preferred against them. For me, the essence of the exhibition is to make sure that everybody who must be in the register is there.
But you admit
that is very clear.
Yes, you admit, yes, that was the purpose of the exhibition. But you admit that it took the vigilance of the NDC for us to get to this point where the EC is now launching a nationwide investigation.
The stakeholder, the NDC, like other political parties, if you go through the register and you have a consent, you discuss with the EC. But when you come out and you're accusing the new patriotic party baselessly with that foundation, then what do you think to achieve?
What does the MPP make, though, of the errors that the Electoral Commission has admitted to today? Are you concerned that this may be more widespread than we're being told?
Education, no vote. The then president said people must be allowed to vote. It didn't come from the new patriotic party. So please, enough of these accusations. You've been given a register, provisional register. If you have concerns, you discuss with the EC.
Well, they've shared their concerns. Mr. Namaku, very, very quickly, the EC says by themselves that they're going to extend investigations across the country. As a stakeholder yourself, happy with the way this process has been managed?
I think it's a welcoming call. And you see, the EC, when it gets to this stage, has engaged lots of people, ad hoc staff and their permanent staff. But everybody must work within the law. If you go beyond it, the law must be made to act upon you.
The NDC says
people don't have their way.
The NDC says they want an external body to conduct the nationwide audit that the EC has essentially announced today. You agree with that?
Evans, the 1992 Constitution, you didn't create it, I didn't. The whole people of Ghana. It said the Electoral Commission has a certain independence. If they think that there's a body that can help, even the Supreme Court will not give such a judgment. So I don't know. But for us, we will look through the law, we will look through the act, we will go through the register, and our people on the ground will do the needful. It doesn't mean that you have to come out and make baseless accusations.
Evans Namaku, thank you very much. He's the Director of Research and Elections at the MPP. Dr. Tanko Rashid, computer, is it?